And welcome to another edition of the E-Factor, brought to you by the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce in Frankfort, Indiana. And we're so glad to be talking to you today, to another entrepreneur, I will say. You know, the E-Factor stands for a lot of E's in our community: encouragement, engagement, entrepreneurialism, employment. And this guy has got a little bit of all of that going on. Joe Blake with Ironman Properties. Joe, thanks for being on the program today.
Shan, it's great to be with you. I appreciate you having me on.
Well, Joe, when we talk about engagement in a community, you know, I think that was one of the things that I was attracted to you and your company when we first met, was that you set yourself apart. You really wanted to be engaged. You wanted to be plugged in into the community. Of course, let me give you a quick brief, folks that are just now tuning in or maybe not even know who Joe Blake is. Joe Blake is the president of Ironman Properties? Is that what you...
One of the principals.
One of the principals with Mike Sandry of Ironman Properties. Ironman Properties is a developer that comes in and builds residential apartments, correct?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we're in the multifamily business, and what we really like to do is build high-quality housing in downtowns.
Yeah. You mentioned to me one time after we first met, you're interested in building community. I mean, that's something that's important to you, and that's what I want to touch base a little bit before we kind of dive into maybe a little bit more about Joe Blake. But one of the passions that you have, one of your missions, is building community and creating community inside a community.
Yeah, right? That's right, Shan. And I think there's kind of a guiding principle for us. What we're trying to do is we're trying to seek the welfare, the prosperity of the communities in which we operate. This is our projects. We view them not as our projects, meaning Ironman Properties projects, but these are community projects. This is something that we're doing together as a community to build the community and seek the welfare of the individuals in the community.
Well, and that's what's going on. Well, you've already done that in other communities, and now you're here in Frankfort, Indiana. I want to go back, though, a little bit about, on a personal level, Joe, tell us a little bit about Joe Blake and why you got involved in this community building, this mission, because I believe you're kind of an engineer by trade, right?
Yes, Mike and I are both engineers, and Mike and I have known each other for a number of years, and one of the things we have in common is our common faith, our Christian faith. And one of the things that faith defines for us is the fact that our mission is to love other people. It's to love God and to love our neighbors. And so we really see our projects as supporting that mission. We want this to be about people. We want it to be about the welfare of the community in which we operate. And So to do a project here in Frankfort has just been a real joy, because I see in Frankfort a lot of community pride, a lot of civic pride in the Clinton County, and I'm super proud of the city and the county and its leaders, the mayor, the city council, the county commissioners, you know, the Chamber of Commerce, just all of these different groups that have come together and supported this effort to build a community by providing quality housing. We realize that what we do is just one small part of what a community is all about, but we want to be a part of the community, building it. And I think that's one of the things that that the community leaders have acknowledged, is there's a need for quality housing in Frankfort, Indiana, so that we can attract the right kind of workforce to support the industrial park on the west side.
Yeah, we got a lot of folks out there that need housing, and we want to attract more people. Mike's your partner, Mike Sandry. Joe, what was the epiphany for you? I mean, when was the light bulb? What happened that would draw you into this mission? I know you mentioned your faith. I know God's calling. I'm an ordained minister. I understand that calling. But when you start thinking about your own life and maybe that pivotal moment, or maybe it was a group of circumstances or opportunities. I don't know what it was for you, but what was that calling like, and when did the light bulb come on, and you had to take a step of faith at some point?
Yeah, Shan, I spent nearly 30 years working for large corporations, and and have only been in this business probably for the last half dozen years. But for me, it's an issue of stewardship. It's an issue of we have limited resources. We have limited time on this earth. I recognize my life is just a vapor. And I also realize that the gifts that each one of us have been given need to be deployed for the good of our communities. And so the opportunity to use the gifts that I have, which are engineering skills and development skills, construction skills, to be able to use those to apply them to the good, to the building of communities was something really, honestly, that only occurred to me within the last, as I said, half dozen years. That's something that I could do to make an impact on communities.
Well, you've made quite the impact over in the Lafayette area working with faith ministries, correct? I mean, some of the projects you guys have partnered and teamed up with, faith being the key word or the key component, because you are a men of faith. You're also, though, I think... when we talk about entrepreneurial spirits, you are definitely that, because faith and entrepreneurialism really go hand in hand, yeah. I think, because you have to have that faith to be able to step out and do something maybe that's a little risky. Other people may, I don't know, I kind of like my world, it's comfortable. You stepped out of that comfort zone.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. But, you know, it's not, it's certainly faith, but it's also based upon just a lot of great cooperation here in Frankfort. I think Frankfort has a lot to be proud of. Clinton County has a lot to be proud of because of the leadership that you have. And frankly, it took a lot of faith for Frankfort also to step out and be willing to support us and encourage us to do this. And, the county has come along. The county commissioners have been incredibly supportive. You've got the Historic Preservation Commission that has helped us along the way, and the Economic Development Commission, and you guys at the Chamber. So I think Frankfort just has a lot to be proud of. All of the people that, you know, they didn't know us before we started this. And for them to step forward and say, we believe that what you're doing would be good for our community, that took a lot of faith and a lot of leadership.
Well, I would agree that it on both sides it does do that. But why Frankfort? I mean, I know you've talked a little bit about you know, you got to see some of the leadership and things like that. But ultimately, you guys had to make a decision. I'm sure you looked at numbers, you know, demographics, all of those things. Sometimes are tough in rural Indiana, rural America, period, but rural Indiana, yep, especially, numbers don't necessarily show blooming and blossoming and growth like it does in other metro areas and urban areas where many of the millennial and many of the young professionals are moving toward. So why pick a rural community like Frankfort?
Well, first of all, we're from Lafayette, and so it's very convenient. It's down the road, and so we're looking to make an impact in communities around us. And so I remember the first day I drove into Frankfort, I looked on the northeast corner of the Courthouse Square, and I looked at an empty lot, and I thought, well, I wonder what the story is there. And then right next to that, I saw, frankly, a couple of buildings that were in, well, pretty rough shape, yep, and needed some significant reinvestment. And I looked at that corner of the Courthouse Square with the beautiful courthouse sitting there on the square and thinking, I wonder what that could be. I wonder how that could be something that could make an impact, not only today, but for a generation to come. And so, you know, when you see an opportunity like that, if you're a developer, it's like that makes your makes you salivate a bit. And then when we sat down and we talked to the leaders here in this community, Mayor McBarnes and city council members and the chamber, we saw a people who were desirous of growth and advancement, engagement in their community and making Frankfort a better place. And so, you know, when you see an opportunity like that and you see leaders around you that are willing and able to help you make it happen, that's frankly what drew us, Shan.
Absolutely. And of course, I believe it was reciprocal when we had the opportunity to see the passion, the desire, the product that you and Mike have been able to build It was very attractive. And I think the two, of course, we're sitting here talking and we're less than, well, just over a month away from opening the grand opening of this nearly $7 million project.
Exactly. Yeah, June 1, we'll have our first residents moving in. I think part of the answer to your earlier question as well, Shan, is, you know, why Frankfort? You know, it's been over 27 years since there's been any new rental properties built in Frankfort, Indiana. Yeah. 27 years, that's a long time. Yeah. And so we looked around in Frankfort, and this is not in any way to demean any other properties that are here, but we looked at it and said, you know what, there's an opportunity. There's a group of people that would love to live in premium rental housing. Mm-hmm. And to look around Frankfort, Indiana, well, there just weren't a lot of options.
Right.
And so so we thought that made some sense. There's also a shift, a demographic shift in our culture where there are people who are actually moving away from home ownership. I think maybe when you and I were younger,
that was the goal.
Yeah, the American dream was to have a house. Well, not that that's a bad thing at all, but there is a part of our population that likes the idea of renting a property and not having to worry about the maintenance of the property, and so that's where we come in. We provide outstanding property management. We provide housing that people want to live in, high quality housing. We certainly would view ourselves on the other end of the spectrum of someone who doesn't take care of their property. So we're trying to provide really high quality properties, granite countertops, stainless appliances, high-end finishes, so that people can have a place that they can have their friends, family too, that they can be proud of and enjoy.
You know, I was talking to someone the other day, it made a lot of sense. I'm not saying that this person had all of the right answers, but we were talking about that exact mindset or attitude about not having that home ownership or being tied down to a property ownership. His hypothesis was, and again, after talking to him a little bit more about this, was, you know what? I think that there are, we have a generation that kind of grew up not being a part of the free range. I'm a baby boomer. My parents said, son, get out. We'll see you tonight. See you after, you know, make sure you're home before the street lights go off, or, you know, you were able to just go. Mm-hmm. We have a generation that grew up with all of the dangers and the issues of society and our culture that I think, you know, you heard the helicopter parent, title that's been used quite a bit. And this person was saying that, you know, I think that people really are just wanting to get free. They want to have freedom. They're ready to be untied. They've seen their parents tied down to cleaning the gutters on Saturdays, and they've seen their parents tied down to maintenance problems in the basement and all these kind of things. Right. And at the same time, they had to be standing right there in the yard because they were not allowed to go down the street and play because, you know, they were this helicopter parent. I think there is a generation that's ready to be free and travel and do some things. And this opportunity really, even as an empty nester, my wife and I, you know, not being able to deal with mowing the lawn and not having to worry about all those kind of things, it really isn't an attractive piece. And knowing that you can live in something that's a little nicer than maybe what you thought you would have to, and especially in a community like Frankfort. So the granite, we had a chance to tour the facility the other day for the first time. We got a little bit of a private first glimpse, and wow, all I can say is wow. I mean, I went back home. My wife was not able to attend, and I said, you know, that those are beautiful. I mean, granite countertops, the stainless steel appliances, as you mentioned, very spacious. There's a view. Apartment has a view.
Yes.
Whether you live on the inside and you can look down over the garden area, which was not completed. It's just a bunch of dirt right now, but will be a beautiful garden area that you'll be able to walk off of your balcony and see right below you. I mean, it's just, I think everything, a good touch to detail there.
Yeah. Well, and I think you hit it on the head, Shan, that this appeals to a young demographic, but it also appeals to folks who are approaching retirement years or in retirement years. I mean, there are a lot of people who are saying, you know, I have children, I have grandchildren, and they're scattered all over the United States, or I have ambitions to travel. And the last thing I want to do is to have those gutters waiting for me at home. I want to have the freedom to be able to travel. So So I think we'll see in this property, we'll see a very broad demographic, which is really kind of fun too, because now you're living like in a real community. Mm-hmm. It's not a community of seniors. It's not a community of 20-somethings. It is a
mixed
community that represents this community.
And when you say community, I know you're talking about rooftop parties and a variety of things. You really have a plan that you want to see these folks integrate, be able to communicate, and it becomes its own kind of city in the confines of those brick walls.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's going to be a fantastic rooftop terrace, and I just want to invite the community to come out on June the 9th from 3 to 8 p.m., we're going to have an open house for the community, and I want people to view this as an open house for the community. It is a community celebration. This is something that we did together. This is not an Ironman Properties project. This is not a Joe thing. This is a community thing. This is something that we participated together. We worked together. In fact, I remember, Shan, when we started this project, I came to the city of Frankfort with a blank sheet of paper. I said, that piece of property needs to be redeveloped. What would you like to see on that piece of property? Mm-hmm. And as a group, and many in the community will remember this, sitting around the conference table and saying, what is it that you want to see in this? And so June 9th is just going to be a community celebration for what we did together here.
Absolutely. And when you look at what you've been able to put there, and I go back to the empty lot, and I keep trying to remind folks, as we've seen this thing being built, just remember what it was a year ago. Just remember what it was 5 years ago or 6 years ago or 7 years ago. I was here the night that I was covering it for the radio, the night that building caught on fire back many years ago and the building being, coming down. And it was a loss in our community, just like Bon Merritt caught on fire back in the early 80s here in Frankfort, which is on the other side of the square. Those are devastating to rural communities. When you have those big empty spaces, and what do you do with them? Thank God there was Veterans Park was placed there, and it's a green space. It's a place for people to come. But boy, that was going to be a challenging space to do anything with unless we had someone that was willing to take by faith that leap to come in, but also partnering with the community, which I appreciate you bringing that to light. So it is a totally different vision, a totally different look than what we probably ever thought it could possibly be. Now, there's more vision to come because there's a new park that's going to be right across the street from this.
Yeah.
How does that, as the developer of this property, how do you look at that as being such a connecting that with your development?
Yeah, it's a great question, Shan. When we were having preliminary conversations with the city, as I've said all along, it's been an incredible partnership. And what we said to the city and to the citizens of Frankfort is that if we're going to invest money in this project, that the city also has to be investing money in infrastructure. And so, of course, the downtown Frankfort with the streetscapes and the historic lighting and the flowers and all of that, it's just a beautiful courthouse square. But this Prairie Creek Park area is an area that has needed redevelopment for some time, and I appreciate the city recognizing that. And so that was a really key part of our conversations is we're investing, you're investing, together we're going to make this downtown area a stronger place, a place where people want to be. There's some things we're doing around our building that I hope that people look at and they say, wow, that is an awesome community asset. There's an alley between us and the building to the south, Shan, and I think that's... This is going to sound crazy, but I think that's going to be a special place to be.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who would have thought that being in an alley was a great place to be? But we're going to do some things that make it a living space. It's a place where people come to. And that whole thing connects Ivy Tech to the south, our property in the middle, Prairie Creek Park to the north. I think this whole east side of downtown Frankfort becomes a different place than it was 5 years ago.
Oh, and well, I tell you, just in the last couple of 3 years, also with the investment of putting the utilities underground, you don't have all of the pollution that's as far as lines and power lines and things that are hanging around. It does make things aesthetically more inviting. But let's talk a little bit about the alley, because we've talked about this over the years with Arnie's and, you know, that opportunity between Arnie's. And by the way, if you've not been in Ellis Jewelers yet, wow, what they have done and the investment that they have made on the north side of the square.
Fantastic.
Is unbelievable.
Great.
I mean, so all of your residents over there in your community at Ironman Properties, the Nickel Plate Flats, they're going to have a great place to go and buy that engagement ring or that that nice necklace or whatever the case may be, because beautiful. And I invite people to go see Ellis Jewelers. I mean, I don't mean to sidetrack, but it is gorgeous.
Great.
But I'm looking at that alley and I see all the potential there. We look at the alley on the east side of the square, which would be your alley and ACCS's alley. Let's talk about that. I mean, you could have some live music venues.
Yeah.
You could have a variety of different parties. I mean, there's so many things. I'm thinking, you know, in my mind with Thursday Thunder and all of the things that we could have pushing that direction as well.
Oh, absolutely. So Shan, just, I mean, I don't want to overpromise here, but, you know, we're putting some special lighting in this alley. We're going to have speakers on our rooftop terrace. Where people can, our residents, and then for special events, people can gather on the rooftop terrace, have unbelievable views of all of the downtown, the courthouse square. And then in that alleyway, we'll have speakers there as well and special lighting. And yeah, I absolutely see this as an opportunity for people to just enjoy the outdoors of downtown Frankfort. And so as Prairie Creek Park gets developed, it connects to that. It just creates more of these outside spaces that the community can be proud of.
Well, you mentioned something off the air a little bit ago that you said, Shan, I'm going to share something with you that's going to really make you excited. And I said, okay, I need that. So thank you, Joe, for doing that. So, and you did. It was a blessing. You said that right now about 90%, maybe just over 90% of the leases that that you have been able to sign so far for Nickel Plate are coming outside of Clinton County.
That's right. That's right. So there's only one person so far that signed a lease with us that's from Frankfort. And so, you know, that's one of the reasons that you do projects like this, right?
I mean, for me as an economic developer, it's probably the most important reason.
So just some really exciting things. What project we did earlier in Lebanon, Indiana, we found out that 2/3 of the people that lived in the property when it was leased up came from outside of the community. 2/3.
Now,
to me, that surprised us.
Wow.
But here in Frankfort, what we found so far, like you said, over 90% of the people who have signed so far are from outside of Frankfort.
Hmm.
Now, I don't know how other people think about that, but I get really excited about that, thinking that there are going to be people living in Frankfort that don't live here today. They're going to be a part of the community. They're going to make the community richer because of who they are. And I don't mean that in a financial sense.
Right.
I mean that in a cultural sense, that this place will be a better place because you have these new people coming from outside.
Well, every community deals with this. It's called the brain drain. I hear it all the time. I get a little weary of it, to be honest with you, because we talk about, well, our kids are going up. But we forget about the brain gain.
Yeah.
And that is the people that come in the community that are from other places, that have chosen Frankfort. I mean, it's kind of like having an adoption. You know, I always tell, we have some family members that adopted some children, and I always tell those kids, because I had a chance to meet with one day that was struggling with that because they were looking for their bio, and they were working through all of the biological parenting and all of that. And I said, look, you were chosen. You were picked. You are valuable because, you know, your parents got a chance to they loved you enough to choose you, kind of like our relationship with God. I look at this also as people coming into a community. We chose Frank. We chose Clinton County. We wanted to be here in Clinton County.
Yeah.
There was other opportunities. There were other options, but we looked at the numbers. We looked at the options, and we looked at the opportunity. For me, I looked at the potential and said, "This is where I want to be." And been here for 35 years, so I think there is great opportunity and possibilities for that to happen, especially if you give them a great place to live.
Absolutely, and let me give you one other great piece of information. One of the people that has signed a lease so far in Nickel Plate Flats is working in Lafayette and choosing to live in Frankfurt.
Wow.
Now wrap your brain around that. You know, there are people who would tell you, Shan, prior to us starting this project, they would ask the question, probably a little more cynically than you ask it, why are you building this project in Frankfurt, Indiana?
Yeah.
Well, it's because we believe that people will choose to live in a great community like Frankfurt if you give them a great place to live.
Yep.
Okay? And so think about the prospect of people living, more people living in Frankfurt and working outside the community. There's a great thought.
Yeah, absolutely. And I go back to the point of going back to the park, and I know there's been skepticism, and I know there's been folks that are, you know, yay or nay or things like that, and I'm not going to get into all of that, but here's what I always say. Are we not worth it? Are we not worth it? Are we not, the people that live here, not worth spending $4.5 million on? And mm-hmm. they say, well, yeah, but as long as it don't come in my pocket. Well, wait a minute. Why not be a part of something that is bigger than ourselves, that we can all be attracted to, that could attract more people into our community, that would help with that tax base, that creates greater assessed value in a community. But I love what you said earlier about, again, bringing people here that will spend dollars that we would have never, ever had that opportunity to do before Ironman Properties and before Nickel Plate Flats. And I'm excited because I think it's going to ignite other developers, and I have no problem with a competitor coming and saying, hey, well, if they can do it, we can do it. Why not?
Absolutely.
I think that commerce is driven by competition, and competition is always good when there is choice, and our commerce is always better when there's choice. So I think we're going to see newer housing.
Right.
I think there's going to be a groundswell of things to happen because you guys had faith in us and we had faith in you.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it is absolutely a cooperative thing. You know, and Shan, the other thing is that I want to address an issue that some people have raised in regards to providing quality housing in Frankfurt. You know, there's a group of folks who would say, well, who's going to pay that much for that kind of housing in Frankfurt, Indiana? And boy, all that stuff is overpriced. You know, Shan, we have units at this brand new, as you acknowledge, and I, obviously I'm biased in this regard, but in a very nice living accommodations, we have apartments starting at $600. Now, you know, I think for most people, that's pretty affordable housing.
Yep.
Now, we don't position ourselves as affordable, low-income housing by any stretch. I mean, we're providing...
Your market rate.
We're
your
market rate premium housing. And but still, I don't want people to think, well, boy, that's just out of reach for the average person in Frankfort, Indiana. It's not.
No. 35 years ago, I lived in one of those apartment building that was built 27 or so years ago because it was just built.
Mm-hmm.
And I lived in that as a single person. And when I guess it's been longer. I don't know. I can't remember. It was in the 80s. I just remember that. So... But I lived in a studio apartment,
right.
Efficiency apartment, and I think I paid $375, I believe, a month for that almost 30 years ago, and it was nothing compared to what I was able to walk into the other day at Nickel Plate Flats with you and your wife and the rest of the group. I just think that the opportunity, the value is certainly there.
Yeah,
and I appreciate you guys looking at this from that perspective of bringing that type of standard, raising that standard here in Frankfort, Indiana. And so from all of us here, we appreciate your commitment. We appreciate you taking the chance and having the faith in us. And I know Mike couldn't be with us today, but please pass that along to Mike as well.
Yeah, certainly will, Shan. And I need to loop back and say again how proud I am of the city of Frankfort, how proud I am of the Clinton County officials. You all have come together and you've made this possible. We're simply just an instrument that's being used, a developer that's being used to help Frankfort get to a better place, Clinton County to get to a better place. And, you know, let's not kid ourselves and think this is the be-all, end-all. Well, this is just a tiny step.
Yeah.
And we have to keep making tiny steps. We have to keep investing in our community. We need people to step forward and make private investment in the community. as well as the community, continue to partner with those individuals to make this place a better place to live.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you, Mike, for being with us. Joe, I keep saying Mike, I don't know why, but thank you, Joe, for being with us. Tell Mike I said hello. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, Shane.
Joe Blake with Ironman Properties, Nickel Plate Flats. Great place to live right here in downtown Frankfort, Indiana. Hey, before we get out of here, let me remind you, you might be the hope. You might be the engager in someone's life. You might be the encouragement in someone's life this weekend. Go out and make it a great one. Thanks a lot and have a great day.